Those who gathered Thursday night complained about the legislature's funding for a new hockey arena in St. Paul. Chuck Simpkins of Cannon Falls opposes the lawmakers' decision, saying it was a proposal that piggybacked onto other public works funding plans. He says the vote was a fait accompli.
And it was probably some favoritism back and forth. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. And it was put in there and passed so that everybody else around the state got their other little bills passed. And it just seems like an ineffective. I know it's the process of government, but how can you maybe break that down a little bit and make it more issue by issue instead of more favoritism, kind of the old boy backdoor network?
Barbara Janan of Woodbury expressed contempt over what is the likely reemergence of a bill next session to help finance a new Twins ballpark if the Twins don't move to North Carolina before then. She says it's an issue that won't die, despite the fact that public opinion leans against it. She wants a binding referendum on the issue.
Because it feels like we have spoken many times on many issues, not just the sporting stadium issue. And I do not believe that they really listen. If they don't like what we say, they bring it back again. And I guess I would like to see what they would say to that question.
Sandra Colson of Minneapolis wondered what part of no do elected officials misunderstand.
Why, when the public spoke so loudly last fall, does the issue have to be raised again? Why, it seems to me that the government, the legislators, the governor, are not listening to the people. We are not being heard.
Lisa Tubbs of Rosemount and Peter Wahlstrom of St. Paul were among those seated around a conference table discussing the issue, too. Their indifference to such funding, apparent.
Spend so much time going over this issue.
Well, I even wrote down here that they say they want it, they say they need it, why not have them pay for it? You talk so much about how you need this, well, pay for it then. It's like,
I believe in user fees, but they build the stadium themselves, they charge the ticket price. If they don't make the money, it's their loss. We don't have to underwrite it.
I'd like to know if the state of Minnesota is going to have to eat it, though, if it does fail.
Well, but yeah, if what I'm saying is the state shouldn't be involved in it. The private organization has plenty of money. If they would just eliminate some rules that they have to prevent revenue sharing and perhaps eliminate the antitrust exemption that they enjoy, they have plenty of money. The money is there. That's the clear perception that I have as Joe Q. Public.
Other issues that participants raised is the need for a policy on how state money is used for investments. Others want to know what the gubernatorial candidates will do to further debate over funding for the arts, parks, and other recreational projects. And they want more citizen input taken into account at the state capitol. At the end of the evening, participants at the St. Paul location were asked if they plan to keep up their citizen lobbying on the issue. About half of them raised their hands. Participants are invited by the sponsoring news organizations to attend 5 different forums dealing with issues of education, public financing for sports, taxes, welfare, and crime. The next citizens forum is scheduled for April 30th. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.